No, I got nothing.
Well, you got through.
Well, you got them right.
You did.
And I always say, if you get through once, then you're like, and don't get anything right, you're like 1 for 3.
Yeah, exactly.
You got in.
You got in.
The other thing I've got is frostbite. I'm sitting on the deck of the sauna in a full sweat waiting for Keach to shut up.
Okay, well.
You can send him the bill.
Wait a minute. Good luck with that, my friend.
Say again?
I said good luck with that.
Yep. Great show tonight, ladies.
Thank you, sir.
Jiggs has got the hot phone.
He sure does.
He's got the red phone tonight.
I shouldn't have gave him that special number that we use.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mojo.
No, great show. Great show. We'll keep listening. No deer in camp. It's really slow out on Sand Creek. But shout out to my grandsons, Colton and Bryce. They're both at camp this weekend trying to hunt. But
cool.
So, yep, and back to Jiggs in the garage and Keats from Parts Unknown, and we haven't heard from Rhinestone yet.
All right, then we'll wait to hear from them.
Mojo and the Panty Droppers will be at the picnic.
Okay, copy that, sir.
All right.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. I'm calling in about the typewriter question. I think it's been answered, the Olivetti and the Smith Corona.
Yes, it has. It is typewriters.
It's typewriters. Okay. And unfortunately, I don't think I know my Fred Flintstone well enough to cover any of those questions.
Doggone it.
Yeah. Well, I was a big-time watcher of Fred, but I just can't remember too much about it.
I'm the same way. Same. Mm-hmm. I know the Great Gazoo.
Very good. Yep. Where are you calling from?
I just wanted to give a shout-out. I'm calling from the Nut House off Nut Hatch, and I want to give a shout-out to the Oregon Caveman.
Okay.
And Kate and Jordan, if they're listening as well.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Brock again from the Sturgeon River Club.
Yes.
And we're going to take a stab at that first fraternity at Phi Beta Kappa.
Okay. It is Phi Beta Kappa. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, that is correct. So I'm going to
We got one right. All right.
All right, so I'm
I got to do a shout out, Julie, to the Crack-A-Noon Guide Service in Virginia.
The Crack-A-Noon Guide Service.
So here's what I want at Sturgeon Lake. I want to give this to you here. So we had five questions. Sturgeon River. So sorry. They have there is a connection here between these five answers. So the answers were codes, a piano, Florida. Phi Beta Kappa, and typewriters. Can you think of a connection between those five things?
All college related?
Nope. But
nope,
we'll say it again, and you can
call back in.
Call back in.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Well, I was going to go for the Phi Beta Kappa. Somebody got that, and the typewriter. Somebody got that.
Okay. There's still a question out about those.
So, yeah. So, Nancy. So, we had this.
Typewriters?
This is a connection. So, with the answers of typewriters, Phi Beta Kappa, Florida, piano, and codes, what's the connection between those
what
five?
What do they have in common?
I think I know it.
Go.
Please.
That is
there
correct.
You go.
Good work.
Thank you. I wasn't even thinking that way. Anyway, I still have a typewriter and use it from time to time.
I actually have one in my garage that I think I might have just released.
That is where I learned to type.
Yeah, me too.
And in the garage?
Yep.
I took typing class.
I did too.
Oh yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Well, we were told to take typing so we'd have something to, quote, fall back on.
Exactly.
Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you are tuned to 91.7 KAXC, 90.5 KBXC, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. And for any of the news you miss, anything you want, go to our webpage. It is just fraught with everything you could possibly want to know about these great North Woods. This is Green Cheese. The only place you can hear it in the world on Saturday nights is right here on KAXC KBXC. It's 5 minutes after eight. We've got a little less than an hour to go, and oh, so many questions. We've got some people to answer. I'll answer these phones. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I don't got nothing.
I like it. You just lay it out there. No, you know, nothing said, nothing, no, nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's okay.
Yeah, I was hoping for some questions when I was on hold.
Okay, we're going to get some of those out there. So hang up, and you got in once, you can get in again.
Just start dialing.
Right on.
Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I just was saying, I got to be next.
You are next.
But I do need some. I do need some clarification on your equations. The hateful and the crazy nights was the adding together? Were you multiplying it?
What was the equation?
I said the hateful blank times blank crazy nights equals what?
64.
That is correct.
They're both eight. The hateful eight and the eight crazy nights is a. Comedy? Is that Adam Sandler?
It is Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I don't know the Adam Sandler one. I do know what the Hateful Eight is.
Yes. So now I get my accolades.
Yes, you do get an accolade right here and right now. Here's one now. Look at right over there.
Yeah,
running
you're saying
away.
That's the thing you get, and I'm like, well, where are they? I need those. I have those. What's the whole purpose of sitting here and dialing 50 times?
Are you hunting?
No, not in my family.
Okay.
Some people raised that way, and my dad is from Western New York, but that wasn't one of the things he did, or if he didn't pass it on, I guess.
Well, I didn't know anything about hunting until I moved here, and I still haven't hunted, but I see
sort of hunting. My zoo has put up a trail cam for her cousin-in-law, and we've been spotting hunters.
Oh, there you go.
On the trail cam today. I think we caught five today.
I love a trail cam.
The same guy three times. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've also got another one that looks for a property, looks for a pet coming by. Well, that's deer's count or wolf or actually the trail cam caught a moose in this last couple weeks.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, so very cool. Wife up there. Now, it looks like you also got white up there today.
Yeah, we got white. I mean, we had a white knuckle drive on the way in here that we were not expecting. I mean, it was like...
Was it like traveling Star Wars?
Yep,
the stars
exactly.
Coming?
We really kind of had to pull
I pulled over.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's gone now.
Well, he's Han Solo there to guide you, I guess.
Yes, right. True story. All right, Galahad.
All right.
Good to hear from you, sir.
I like season my limit. Let's move on. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, sisters. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Can I just throw a correction here?
Sure.
Okay. So, the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
Yes.
Mr. McFeely was the delivery guy for the packages.
Okay.
And then, of course, Mr. For the trolley operator was Michael Keaton, and he was also the floor operator, and yes, he has not been seen in the show whatsoever, but he's just behind the scenes.
That's exactly what I thought and what I had, and I'm going to say, see, Betsy.
Well, no, because you said Mr. McFeely.
Well, I said he delivers packages.
Never mind. Thank you for the correction.
All right.
We love a
correction. Yeah, you're welcome. And then I would like to give a huge shout out to numerous people if I could.
Sure.
Okay, so the first one is the Minnesota New York gang, and that includes Paul, Sophia, Chloe, Bea Lund, Duff, and Carlo, and then also Parks Unknown.
Okay.
And Simon of the Lakes. Okay. And all, and thank you for doing this. This is a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you so much. And wait, where are you?
Oh, I am in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Cool.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling, sir.
Yep, you're welcome. And you guys got some good, tough questions out.
Yeah, we're going to.
So that's
gonna
good.
We're going to throw some out. All right, then. Bye-bye. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Great.
Do you, did anybody answer that really hard one you had, like all the different things? What was that one? Like,
Fred and Barney's bowling team?
No. The one where all the things, one they had one thing in common.
Oh, right. We did get the answer to that. Yeah, so what do you have?
I thought it was keys.
You are correct.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And actually, the next five questions that I ask are going to be the same sort of thing.
They will have a connection.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned is right. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Crappy Camp.
Crappy Camp. Thanks so much for calling.
But wait, can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
Mrs. Chaplinsky, my favorite seventh grade teacher.
Yes.
I'd like to give a shout out to her. She's down in Scandia.
Oh, is she listening?
Yes, she is.
Oh, cool. Well, then she better send in some questions, too.
Yeah, I would love it if she would. That'd be great.
That's so cool that she's listening. And thanks for that shout out.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I too was just waiting for a new batch of questions, and I never got one. So here I am, hanging with nothing.
Well, you got through, though. Again, that's
a good one.
One for one.
Yeah. So I could say, like, Loyal Order of the Water Buffaloes?
You could say Loyal Order. Yes, we did get that, Linda. But, yes, you can say it, and you would be correct.
That's how long I've been on hold. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Then I was going to say typewriters, and that one got taken, and
that's the tough part.
After you hang up, I'm going to ask some more questions. The next series.
Okay.
Okay. The holders in the queue will be very appreciative.
Thank you.
I have to say, my dad was a typing teacher. That was like his first job when he got at Greenway. Can you imagine standing in front of the class? Because it was like A space, S. Space,
right.
D space, and then you had seed drills, and that was about it.
And then if you had to do a title, you'd have to find out where that was in the middle of the page for the title.
Oh,
and then you'd have to count the letters and backspace half of those letters.
Yeah. And when you were doing a speed test, it was a point of pride if you were the first one to return your carriage.
Right. That's so true.
All right. Okay, Linda, good work.
All right, Linda, stay tuned.
I got it. I have to give a shout out to Eric, the buck slayer at the Don Lake Deer Camp. He got his deer.
Cool.
So now tomorrow we've got to focus on my nephew Eli so he can get his deer.
Okay. All right, Linda, thank you.
And then here's the funny part. So I'm down here in the cities, and I have a deer walking across my backyard this morning. So.
Of course,
I had to send them a picture just to troll them, like, hey,
absolutely.
I have deer. How about you?
Thanks, Linda.
Alrighty, good show. Good night.
Bye.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bets.
I'll just start out with a couple, two, three. So the most common form of anemia is a deficiency of what metal in your blood? What object did Nikita Khrushchev bang on a UN desk in 1960 to protest a speech by Philippine delegate Lorenzo Sumulong? And what kind of vehicle appeared on Indiana's state quarter?
Thomas Jefferson University is a private college in what city, where its namesake did his most famous writing? Beck designed glasses for Warby Parker in a promotion with this Dave Eggers founded publishing house and online literary portal. It's so awesome. What is the title of Salvador Dali's famous painting of melting clocks, which are actually melting pocket watches? And what element with atomic number 101 is named after the creator of the periodic table of elements? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. I'm probably getting sick of me.
No, never. You got the bad phone tonight too. The red phone.
What?
You got the hot phone to be able to get in so many times Brainerd, so that's good.
Sometimes it doesn't happen to anybody, and sometimes it happens to one or two people.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
Last time I got on 10 times.
Okay, good work. What do you got?
Trying to beat that record.
Okay.
I believe one of them is typewriter.
Yeah, we already got. Yeah, we did get typewriter.
Oh.
That's okay. You got through.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Brainerd. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, ladies, I've been on hold so long. Mojo and the Panty Droppers just released another double live album live
of oldies
from Iron World Amphitheater. Tour 87.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Well, honest to God, I've been on hold so long. Are we past the Flintstones or are we going to revisit that? We got any more questions?
We've still got Flintstone. We're looking for the bowling team. We're looking for Fred and Wilma's next door neighbors who had a son named Stoney. And
yeah, like I said, are we past the Flintstones? Because I need some more questions.
Oh, we've got.
So,
oh, we've
don't
got.
Get
got
softball.
We have
we
a
just
ton.
Threw out like 8 more recently. Like,
Well, like I said, I was on hold so long that double live album just got pressed. So what do you got? Give me one.
Okay, I will. Hold on. This print is small, so give me just a second. The most common
anyone I'll know.
The most common form of anemia is a deficiency of what metal in your blood?
Oh, that'd be iron.
Okay, there you go. You got it.
Easy. There you go. On the other one, I'm not going to take liberty and answer 3, 4, 5, 6 like everybody else. And I know you girls don't like shout outs, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You go right ahead, sir.
I'm from Sudbury. God love you. Go Leafs, go. I know he's a Habs fan, but tonight's night.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, throw me a softball, blah, blah, blah. That's all I got for now. You guys, we've changed in furnace filters monthly.
Okay. Nice. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Have you got the answer for Fred and Barney's bowling team?
No.
I'm going to guess Bedrock Bowls.
Nope. Who knew this would be so hard? These are the true pressing questions.
Mm-hmm. Where are you calling from?
This is Andy and Burgess.
It's Burgess. It's really good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Dick from the garage again.
Yep, he's got the red phone tonight, mm-hmm. too.
All right, that's what I heard from Mr. Mojo. But I know where he's at, so I put a little notch in his line before he gets to the road where he has to go out of. But that Flintstones bowling team, I've been thinking, was that the Bedrock Ballers?
Nope.
Jeepers, crimey.
These are all great names, though.
Yeah, we should start a Flintstone bowling league.
We should.
Oh, I've been there. I watched them forever and ever, ever. I remember the old Gazula and Fred Shoulder all the time, and it's like, it's crazy. Well, yeah, I don't know how much team, but I will find it. I will figure it out.
Okay, Jigs. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. This is Missy with in Forbes, and I was wondering if you got the answer for the Thomas Jefferson University.
Nope.
Awesome. Is that in Philadelphia?
That is correct. Good work, Forbes. Good job. Thanks so much for calling, Forbes.
Yep. Bye. Can I give a quick shout out?
Sure.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Squirrely Shackers out here.
That's a great
in
name.
In Forbes. And all the wonderful hunters out there this weekend.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yep. Yeah, this is Jay from Fergus again.
Yes.
That's Fergus with an F, not Burgess with a V.
Copy that, sir.
They're the loons and we're the otters.
Yep,
that's
yep.
The difference there. Anyway, do you have an answer about Khrushchev yet?
No.
Oh, he banged a shoe.
That is correct. Good job. Wasn't it the UN? Yeah, in 1960.
I think it was.
Yep.
He wasn't very happy.
On a UN desk.
But I don't remember why. But anyway,
something to do with America.
Well, he was protesting a speech by Philippine delegate Lorenzo Sumulong.
It was the height of the cold.
Yeah, but I don't know what he said.
No.
Oh, okay. So that kind of tipped him off. All right. Anyway, thank you guys have a good night.
Thank you. Hi, you're on green cheese. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Well, the shoe just got answered.
Dang it.
And I know Fred's nickname was Twinkle Toes, but I don't think that has anything to do with the name of the team.
No, and gosh, the fact that you just knew that, that is so good. I remember that. That is hilarious.
He actually got up on his toes. And
yeah. I remember. I can see it right now. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing. Ed from Cedar Island Lake. Shout out to everybody.
All right,
good work,
Ed.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, I'd like to give an answer to the question you just read about the 101st element on the periodic table, named for the guy who created the table.
Yep.
Is that Mendeleevium?
Yes, it is.
After Dmitri Mendeleev.
Yes, and I wonder what Mendeleevium is, frankly.
It sounds dangerous.
It does. I'll just go with that. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Klaus from Northeast. I want to give a shout-out to all my fellow Northeasters, Brandy Joe, Grant, and, of course, Keith from Parts Unknown.
Yeah, and I haven't heard from Brandy Joe tonight, so I'm glad Northeast chimed in tonight. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm running away from my radio. I'd like to, this is the Jolly Roger up at the, sorry, not the Jolly Roger, the Rolling Scone up at the Hanson Deer Camp in Rutledge.
Okay.
And I'd like to answer the question, please, about the Indiana Quarter.
Yes.
I believe an Indy 500 car is on that quarter.
A race car is correct.
Good job. Yeah.
Can I offer a shout out, please?
Please.
Yeah, I'd like to offer a shout out to my wife, the Jolly Llama, back in St. Paul, and our kids at the Rough House there in Cold Spring.
Okay, I got you down.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to throw out a couple more from this connection. What 1935 musical is named for the accessory that Fred Astaire wears along with white tie and tails in his character's London debut? And what breed of dog was FDR's constant companion, Fala, and is also the mascot of Carnegie Mellon University?
Blank, 13 going on blank minus blank grams equals blank. These are movie math. Blank Rise of an Empire plus blank Days Later equals what? And blank mile divided by blank week's notice equals what? And blank days of night minus blank minutes or less equals what? 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm calling about the Indianapolis or the Indiana Quarter. Is it an Indy car?
It's a race car, yes.
Perfect.
That is correct. Where are you calling from?
This is one of the other boys from the Grouse Boys at Tule Lake.
Okay.
And I'd like to do a shout out to the Kleins and the Schmidts up north hunting this weekend, so.
I hope they're listening. Thanks so much for calling.
They are. Thank you.
Cool. Bye-bye. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how's it going with you?
Good. Thank you. I called before from Boise, and I have the people in Alaska.
Okay.
But I have another answer, I think.
Okay.
And it is the Dave Eggers.
Yes.
Question. Yep. I saw him speak once. and it's McSweeney's.
It is McSweeney's. And it's decorative gourd season, people. That comes from a McSweeney's publication. I can't say the words that I wish I could, but I can't. But McSweeney's is a great literary portal. Everybody should check it out.
Right.
Thank you so much, Boise.
Yeah. I'm so glad you know of him. I heard him read a story. I've never seen it published. He read a story when I heard him speak about dogs and these two dogs that lived with twins, and they were racing and chasing, and it was such a compelling story, and I've never seen it in print, and a wonderful storyteller. So thank you so much for even having him.
Well, that's really cool that you knew that, too, so I'm so glad you're out there listening.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Dave here from the Little Spring Merganser Camp here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to answer the quarter. It should have been the Studebaker because those are made in Indiana, but I know it's the Indy starter.
I had a Studebaker.
Did you? Which one? Which one you got there?
It was about I drove it out from California. It was probably a late 60s model, square steering wheel. Got here and promptly got hit by a car.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah, those are good cars there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there to answer that. So how about FDR's dog? Was it a...
I'm sorry. Was it a what?
A Yorkie or Jack Russell?
Not a Yorkie. Not a Jack Russell, but you're closer with Yorkie.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from? Oh, the Merganser camp.
Yeah, we're at the Merganser camp. We just happened to accidentally shoot a big buck, but we got all the Merganser too.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. And shout out to the mayor of Merganserville.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the question about the Salvador Dali painting.
Yes. What was the name of it?
Yeah. That was Persistence of Memory.
Yes, that's right. Good job.
Yeah. And now, since everyone else is taking a guess at the bowling team.
Yeah. I might as well.
I'm going to go with the Rockin' Bowlers.
Not the Rockin' Bowlers, but that's another good name. See, we have
all. Well, I thought so, too.
Very good. And where are you calling from?
This is a Migrating Warblers.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi. And if I could, like to give a shout out to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon, and his grandkids.
Yep,
and
they called
the Nymar Loons.
Yep, they called.
I know, they were like the second ones on.
They were fast.
They
were right up there.
They're probably not listening anymore. They're probably out chasing those kids. So anyway,
right.
And the Nymar Loons as well. So thank you so much for a great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Mary Sue from Como calling again.
Hi. A
question about Salvador Dali's painting.
Yes.
The melting. It hasn't been answered yet?
The one person right before you, but you get the chance to say.
Dang it!
That's okay. What do you got?
Persistence of Memory.
That is right, Mary Sue.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou or Sue?
Mary Sue. No, it's Mary Sue. It's a weird spelling, too. It's M-A-R-I-S-U-E, all one word.
Lord. Oh! Okay.
Not what you would expect.
No.
But
I've got you down anyway, Mary Sue. So very good from Como. Good to hear from you.
Yes. Thank you again. And awesome show. We always love it.
Thank you.
Have a great
night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the Fred Astaire question.
Yes.
Is that Top Hat?
It is Top Hat. Good job.
Yeah. All right. The Tuxedo Dogs from Minneapolis calling.
Oh, hey, good
shout out to all the people who are getting busy signals tonight.
that's right. They need some loving, too.
All right.
Thanks.
Good show.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Scooty Lake Deer Camp calling.
Yes.
And we would like to answer a question about FDR's dog.
Yes.
Was it a Scotty or a Scottish Terrier?
It is a Scottish Terrier. So, are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So, you got the fifth one of this group of connections. So, the answers are iron, shoe, race car, top hat, and Scottish Terrier. What's the connection?
I just got it.
Oh, boy. Can you repeat those?
Yep. Iron, shoe, race car, top hat, and Scottish Terrier.
Top hat.
All right, then. Just think about it and give us a call back. You can do it.
Okay, well, I'll probably hang up and then I'll get it right.
Immediately.
Come into my brain. And then I will have to wait another 15 minutes to call back.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. It's Crystal Castle.
Hey,
and somebody
Crystal
got my Fred Astaire answer of top hat. So I just want to do a shout out to Sana, Sammy, and Michelle out in Hibbing.
Okay. Oh, I hope they're listening.
Well, Crystal Castle, then you didn't hear. So. Top hat is part of the connection, so.
Yeah, I know it, and I got the other connection, but so far I'm drawing a blank on this one, so I hope somebody gets it.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn.
Yep, thanks. Yep,
bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie and Bessie, this is Zoot. How are you guys? Well,
Zoot,
you guys have probably been asked a million, what?
I know, I said, I looked at the caller ID, and I said, I think Zoot.
Then you know my real name, right?
I do, and I'm not I'm not saying.
And you know what? It's actually still an alias because it's my maiden name. I don't know what it takes to get things, you know, we've been married almost a decade, and I don't know what it takes to get it changed.
Well.
But somebody got my answer, which Fala was a Scotty.
Yep.
And then you guys had the top hat, iron, shoe, Scotty. So, you know, sure enough, I did not curse, but I'm like, dang, somebody got my answer. And I tried to catch the man's name. I didn't catch his name. But can I answer that part of the question? What's the connection with the...
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't get it, but you can.
Okay, I'm going to shoot for, is that Monopoly game pieces?
That's yep, Monopoly, right. Monopoly tokens. Good job.
Do I have a bell? Anything?
We have no bell. I'm going to go like this. Oh. Here's an accolade. Wow, Zoot, good work.
Oh, gosh, thank you. I feel so special now. But anyway, a shout out to Mary Sue. Mary Sue and I, we had the job from HE Double Hockey Sticks probably that had a million stories that we could write a book about. But we managed the City of Richfield's outdoor pool for many summers together, lifeguarded out there during our college years.
Oh, how funny.
And now I'm rambling. And somebody's texting me, so I wish they'd stop. My phone's beeping at me like crazy. But anyway, and a shout-out to Linda on Dolan Lake. And I guess a shout-out to all the hunting widows out there. There must be, like, a girls' party somewhere that we didn't get invited to.
Yeah, well, so that's why we make our own.
Okay.
We party right here on KAXD.
All the time. So anyway, thanks for a great show, and I'm glad I got it. I had something to answer, even though somebody took my answer.
It's okay.
So thanks.
Thanks, Zoot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. 93 minutes and 89 calls later.
Oh, there's Bill. Well, here you are now.
Well, I almost thought Fred Astaire's accessory were stacks over his shoes. But you said top hat, and then I remembered. The dancing in the rain and all that. It's probably good I didn't get it because I promised $5 for every right answer, and I'm already up to $65. Girls, I love you so much. This is going to be nationwide and then worldwide soon if you're not careful.
Well, actually, Bill, it really kind of is, isn't it?
I know. I hear them from Oregon, Canada, over the pond toward Britain and
yep,
stuff.
And Betsy called. Betsy called from Costa Rica one time.
Yep, and then we've got the princess from the Portuguese princess or something. There's somebody that called from someplace in Europe.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah, they're from all over. So it is worldwide because as long as you can stream it.
Yep, that's right.
A quick and super shout out. to everybody that might pledge even a buck, for every right answer they give, we need to keep this show on the road.
That's exactly right, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the blood question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's iron.
Yeah, it's iron. Yeah, and it is iron, and we did get that, but that's all right. You got it, too. Good work. Is it Brainerd?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much for calling again, honey.
Can I do another shout-out?
Sure.
My brother.
Okay.
And my dad again.
Cool.
And my dad again, because he's been trying to get in.
Darn it. Well, you're the lucky one, girl.
I know.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye.
See ya.
We received support from Clockout Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday after from noon to 6. More at info at clockoutbrewing.com. And stay tuned tonight. Kayla and Ashley are going to bring you some hip hop and R&B and KAXC After Dark following this very program. Higher on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did you get the connection answer for the Monopoly pieces?
We did, but what do you have? Wait a minute. No, wait, that's it. Yes.
For the Monopoly pieces.
Yes, that is correct.
Andy and Virgus.
Thank you, Virgus. All right, Virgus. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Julie and Betsy. This is Bob from Grand Lake and Twig.
Hey, Twig. It's good to hear from you guys.
It's great to hear
former
your
Former King,
voice
everybody.
Here.
Former King. Yep.
Oh, yes, I guess so. So I was going to take a guess at the combination of all those different answers.
Yes.
And I think they are tokens on a Monopoly board.
They are. Very good, Bob.
Oh, wonderful. great show tonight, you both.
Thank you, and say hi to Nancy.
I will.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Mr. Carter! Mr. Carter! Did anybody get an answer to the iron and the shoe and the race car and the top hat?
Yeah, about 5 times. I'm sorry to burst your bubble there, buddy.
It's hard to be a sweat hog these days.
Mr. Carter.
All right. What about the Greek question? The Greek college one.
That was from the previous connection. But yes. But you could go ahead and give me the...
I'm calling with a correction. The best frat was Lambda from Revenge of the Nerds.
No,
we all know that.
I think it would be Delta House, my friend.
I think so, too.
All right, Teach from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout-out to Arthur and St. Cloud and Mojo and Rhinestone in the business.
They're listening. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I wanted to answer the Flintstones.
We hope
so. The bowling
one? We hope so.
You're our last hope.
Oh my gosh, I'm super nervous.
No pressure.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure. So the person next to me keeps saying it's Rolling Rock.
Nope. Well, that's a beer.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so bummed out.
I'm sorry.
Is that Bedrock?
Don't let it worry you.
I would lose sleep
weekend.
No, I told this person that I thought he was wrong, and he kept saying no, it is.
Well,
and so now we are
now
like,
look
strange.
Well,
it's the problem.
They're strange now, Betsy.
Oh well, hopefully you can help.
Yeah. Well, we're hanging out and relax at the fire, so we'll figure it out.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Henry from Lady Deer Camp.
Yes.
The answer for the bowling team, is that Bedrock Bowl?
Nope. I'm probably going to have to give this answer at the end of the show.
At the end.
At the end of the show. I will give it.
Okay, where are you calling from again?
Nadu Deer Camp.
Nadu?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Nadu Deer Camp. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I don't really have an answer to a question, but you were talking about how you are broadcasting all over, and we are from Cromwell.
Yeah, Cromwell.
That's kind of closer to our neck of the woods.
Oh, I want to do a shout-out to the Ditch Bank Boys. They are burning down saunas and shooting some bucks.
Okay, then. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening again, Green Cheese. Sudbury calling.
Yes.
And I am not calling to answer the bowling team.
Good. But I wish you were.
You'll have to give it out at the end if no one does. You know,
We are. I will. I've already decided.
It was so funny because there's always usually each week one question. From the start to the end. So.
And who knew that it would be a Flintstones question? And here's the other thing. This just shows that not people aren't Googling to find out what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, too. So I look forward to hearing what it is. There have been some funny answers. But could you repeat one of the movie math questions?
Yep.
We're indulging over here. So doing math in that state in a pinch is a little struggle right now. So could you repeat the one blank mile and the rest of it, please?
Okay, yeah. It was blank mile divided by blank week's notice equals blank. And I should probably
three?
Okay.
I misunderstood the second part of it.
Yeah, blank week's
notice. I know.
Notice.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I know the first part's 8 Mile, the Eminem movie, I think, so. Okay, well, I gave a shot, so awesome show again. And just for the record, I was having the same issue as Simon, where it would just ring and ring and ring quite a few times when I tried. So anyway, good show, and keep up the good work, and shout out to everyone. Take care.
Thanks, Sudbury. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long. I'm hoping all of the Flintstone questions have been answered already. Can we move forward?
We've moved forward with many, many questions since the Flintstones.
I know, but they keep coming up. It's
what do you have against the Flintstones?
It's like COVID. It keeps coming back. Well, what's it take to be king anyway? I'm thinking to myself, what's it take to be king?
A little.
You got to get voted in.
Diplomacy, no. You got to come to the picnic.
Mm-hmm.
I would, but they won't allow me out of this space I'm at with this anklet. It keeps me monitored.
Well,
so I'm calling in with a correction. That was not Bill earlier. That was Larry the Liar from West Eveleth calling, telling folks to pony up with every wrong answer. So we got to give Larry his props. God love him. So can you throw me a softball? I thought I had an answer, but somebody got it right before I was on hold so long.
I'll give you. I'll throw one out here.
Well, wait a minute.
It's not a Flintstone question.
It's about the Great Gazoo. No, I will not ask you. hold on. Oh my gosh, I can't see. I know. What style of gritty, free-form journalism was practiced by writer Hunter S. Thompson?
That would be gonzo journalism, and that's a total softball, and we just threw a strike.
There you go.
Well, you asked for a softball, dude.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I love it. Every time I call you, give me a softball. John from Sudbury, thanks for checking in, bud. Canada, we love you so much. Support public radio. Everybody pony up.
Thank you.
And Mojo and the Penny Droppers, shout out. I know aren't allowed with you two, but I'm going to do it anyway. Here we go.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has the Flintstones bowling team got answered yet?
Nope.
Okay, so I thought this was the name of the lodge that they belong to. But I'm thinking maybe it is the name of the bowling team. I seem to remember something being called the Grand Poobahs.
The Grand Poobah, though, was like the head of the lodge, which we got, which was the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes. And yes, the head of it was the Grand Poobah. I think Fred might have run for that at one point or wanted to be the next Grand Poobah. I forgot about the Grand Poobah.
I remember that name, and I was like, well, maybe that was the name of the bowling team.
Was not the name of the bowling team, but that is a great people great pulling memory. All this stuff about the Flintstones. Shout out to Stoney Curtis.
You guys ever see that movie, The Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes.
That scene where John Candy gets the whole bus singing the Flintstones theme song.
Yes. I love that movie.
Those are the Beer Guzzler and Brainerd. Give a shout out to the other Brainerd Green Cheeser. I've been hearing a young gal call in.
Yeah, she's there. She's doing it. Thank you so much for calling, sir.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye.
I need to correct the guy that called in before and said we hate shout outs. People give shout outs. Have I ever turned anybody? I've said no.
No.
I never would turn anybody down from giving a shout out. So you go right ahead. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie, it's Mojo.
Yeah, Mojo.
Okay, to start off, the bowling team on the Flintstones.
Yes.
And I got this from Mojo in the garage. Were they called the Rolling Stones?
Nope.
They should have been.
They should have been. Just so we could put this question to bed, basically.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nope, it's not the Rolling Stones.
I can't fathom how Jigs from the garage, as busy as he is, had that much time to watch the Flintstones. I mean, he sounds like a shut-in without a home.
He probably was at the time, maybe, huh?
He's lived a very exciting life, I can tell you that.
Very good, yes.
Yeah, but I just, my rotary phone here just lit up. I forgot to give a shout-out to Double D and Brandon up on the Caldwell Trail in north of Effie. So I got to give them a shout-out up at Eddie's Cabin. And Zoot and Galahad and Linda from Doan Lake, Jigs from the Garage, and what a great show tonight. I've loved it. We've had a great time, and I thank you, ladies, from the bottom of my heart.
Aww, thank you, thanks, sir. Mojo. I hope we brought a smile to your face, sir.
You definitely did.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Crash Sisters. This is Arthur Spring calling again.
Hi.
Hi. I am wondering, first of all, if I could answer possibly two questions.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, so regarding the Flintstones questions.
I hope you pull something else out like the Grand Poobah. Go ahead.
Like the what?
Grand Poobah.
Okay, well, is the Flintstones bowling question a trick question, by the way?
No.
Okay, so they actually do have a team name.
Yes, they do. From what I got on my little trivia page.
Okay, I'm going to attempt.
Oh, I know that.
I might be wrong, but is it the Bedrock Bowl?
Nope. Because remember, because there's a previous, Ed from Cedar Lake, remember he threw out because he was known as Twinkle Toes.
Yeah.
And he would get up on his toes when he would go throw the ball.
That's right.
Fred.
Okay.
So, yes,
all right.
There was a bowling team.
I swear to you,
because I'm older. Twinkle Toes and Grand Poobah.
And it's not the Rockets.
No.
Nope. Okay.
All right.
And then the other one I wanted to attempt is on the Flintstones, the Stoney neighbors.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The neighbors with a son named Stoney.
Yes. Yeah. Is that the Gruesome?
It is Creepella and Gruesome Gruesomes.
Way to rip off the Addams Family.
I don't know who those were.
I don't either.
But
well,
good job.
Knowledge prevailed, even though I didn't get the bowling team. But I do want to say a shout out to Danny, who lives in California, who's part of the New York gang. Tim and Annie, who are the parents of Chloe and Sophia, who are listening in St. Joe.
Okay.
And also all of that gang again. You could just do a hashtag of all of them again.
Yeah.
And Parks Unknown for giving me a shout out. And Simon the Lakes and everyone else listening. This is such a great show.
Thank you so much.
And I'm glad I got one out of two out of the Flintstones questions.
Yes. Okay, good work. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jake from the garage.
Yeah, you've been called out numerous times.
Yeah, I heard Mojo's been cutting me down like a big knife. But anyway, I would I'd let him use my phone, but I don't know if he can dial it. But anyway, my answer for the Flintstones just got answered.
Oh, you knew there were gruesomes.
Yes, I did. I've been trying to get in. I couldn't get in. And then Mojo hung up and I got in.
So there you go.
That was the old dial delay right there. If you would have been dialing so many times, I could have got in earlier.
Sure.
But anyway, good show. And I'll leave it from there.
Thanks, Jigs.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You betcha.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, so the question was answered. Was the answer to the Flintstones the Twinkle Toes?
Well, no, Twinkle Toes is just something we threw out there because that was what Fred's nickname was as the bowler. But we're still looking for the bowling team's name.
Really? Well?
Well?
Okay. Well, we don't know.
Where are you calling from?
You're calling from Swatera.
Oh, thanks for calling, Swatera.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. It's Sudbury calling again. This is John's partner, Steph. I think we figured out the answer to the blank mile divided by blank week's notice question.
Yes.
So we think the answer is 4.
That is correct.
Awesome.
Eight mile divided by 2 weeks notice. Yes. Equals 4.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sudbury. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to answer the Flintstones question.
We'll see.
I know it.
Okay.
Go for it. Walk away from your source, eh?
Okay, so is it Twinkle Toes?
No, Twinkle Toes was Fred's nickname as a bowler. And that is not one of the questions. That's just something that one of our previous king threw out. But we're looking for the name of Fred and Barney's bowling team.
Okay.
Where are you calling?
Shout out to Chad and Lyra. We're out of 10 Strike at Matt Godey's Deer Camp.
Cool. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Rockin'.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. We'd like to try a guess at the Flintstones bowling team.
Okay.
Is it and we've talked about this for at length, and we've listened to all the different suggestions and guesses. We think it's Rock and Rollers.
Nope, it is not the Rock and Rollers.
It's not the Rock and Rollers.
It's a very clever name. It's a very clever name, but that's not what it is. I'm gonna give the answer at the end of the show. We promise.
You will. Okay, wonderful. Okay, we'll listen closely and see how close we got.
News today. Actually, we'll watch your local news tonight. We'll let them know as well.
Where'd you say you're calling from?
We're calling from the Scooty Lake.
Oh, the Scooty Lake Group. Camp. Okay, good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for your show.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to ask a couple more questions here. Plus or minus 100, so this is a rough guess, and I need you to be within 100 at least. How many bridges are there in New York City?
What is perhaps the world's most famous song named after a deodorant, consisting of 10 soldiers per legion and 500 altogether? What was the standard tactical unit of the Roman army? Quote, "I would prefer not to," end quote, is the catchphrase of what Herman Melville character? Although hiragana and katakana are native to Japan, what Japanese symbolic characters are Chinese derived? Brown School, Union Institute, Normal College, and Trinity College are former names of what tobacco money funded university? 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Larry the Liar again. Yeah. And the weather forecast from Atlas is cold. It's the Roman phalanx?
No, it's not the phalanx.
Well, I still owe you the $65, and anybody that wants to help me, there's my shout out for you.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Well, 90 tries and 98 minutes later. Thank you, girls.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Let me kill my source. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was calling about, let me gather my source here. I lost it.
Come on now. Bowling team?
Not the bowling team. I failed at that. It was one of the last questions you asked.
About the university, the Herman Melville character.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just hang up and you'll call back in because we had a brief moment of silence here and you got right in. So call again.
Lucky me.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the deodorant.
Yes.
Would that be Teen Spirit?
Yep, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Good work.
Good work. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Clear Lake, Wisconsin.
Clear Lake. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Dan, and my friends in Minnesota, Betsy, Jim, Cloudy, and Joe.
Okay, very good. And thanks so much for calling. You're the last call tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, are you ready for this?
Write it down, people.
So this is it. Everybody pay attention. The name of Fred and Barney's bowling team was the Rock Quarry Crushers.
There you go. Rock Quarry Crushers.
Get those deer, people.
Yeah.
Now, blast.
And so last call, you guys, right now.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I tried to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be so just like the rest? Class ring, soft voice and your sad eyes, I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with a girl who breaks hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. What it feels like, just like I said, there's no regrets. Well, it's about time to close. I hope you've had as much fun as we have.
Wow, and I hope you guys get your deer. Man, thanks for calling from Prairie City, Oregon. Como, thanks, Stephen, Mary Sue, the Cajun Kurds, Camp 221, Brainerd, the garage, the sauna, Tui Lake, just the regular old deer stand, north of Nashwalk, Nimrods, Pool in the Woods, Pine Island, Paradise, the Falls, Perch Lake, Anoka, West Winnie, Sudbury, Ontario, Boise, Idaho, and the Rusty Shovels, Forbes, East Dog Lake, Fergus Falls, Vergas, Sturgeon River, Deer Camp, Nine More Loons, Migrating Warblers, Scooty Lake, The Lake, Almelin, Talmoon,